This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Plenty of people imitate the president. Few are imitated by him.
So in love.
But then few hold the place of Al Green in the hearts and yearnings of even the world's most powerful people.
I'm so in love with you.
When the Reverend Al Green takes the stage at the Music Hall in Portsmouth tonight, many people will be able to sing along with his hits. We reached him on his tour bus before he left for Portsmouth to explore some of the lesser-known songs of the man who has aided in countless seductions. We also put the question out on Facebook. What would you like to ask Al Green? We hope we can get to a few of them. Al Green, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to Word of Mouth. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So you've had a lot of people imitate you through the years. I wonder what you thought of President Obama's imitation.
President Obama sang better than me.
He just gave us a little tease.
Yeah, well, that's all you need is a little tease.
You know, we have a bunch of questions that came into us from our Facebook listeners, and I wonder if you'd be willing to answer some of those. But first, I want to play a song that's going to be familiar to people on the one hand, but given a totally different treatment by you. Let's hear it.
We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
Oh, boy. That'll... All right, man.
So that was recorded way back in 1969, of course, the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. Tell me a little bit about recording that song, because it's totally different than anything that we hear in the Beatles song.
Well, I mean, I'm not the Beatles. That's number one. So I Want to Hold Your Hand was cut the way I see it. And I'm not going to try to sing like the Beatles. I'm not a Beatle.
That song did well enough. It was enough of a hit for you and Willie Mitchell to continue working together and, you know, furthered a partnership that would produce Love and Happiness and Let's Stay Together, Take Me to the River. So when you guys did that song, did you know that you had it?
No, we didn't know we had it because it's not right. It's not really capturing the Al Green, what we've managed to get to on You Ought to Be With Me and all these songs. Mm-hmm. I'm still in love. That's where we were headed. And as you can tell, that song don't have it yet.
Well, here's another song from those early days at High Records that has a little bit more of the Al Green sound. This is Strong as Death.
Strong as death, sweet as love, with the grace of a dove. Much time, there's no need in us crying. Hey, babe, I'm in the mood for love.
One of our Facebook listeners asks, you know, what is it like to be such an important voice of romantic music now that more modern music in the genre is known more for crassness? Let's look at a song like I'm Still in Love with You with It's Getting Hot in Here. What do you think when you hear some of the new R&B music?
I really don't know what I think when I hear some of the new R&B music. I don't listen to Usher. I don't listen to D'Angelo. I got my own troubles. I got my own music. I got my own genre. I ain't got time to listen to Denzel Washington.
Well, do you think...
I'm not being funny, but I'm just saying, you know, I don't have to write about nobody else's stuff. I got my own.
Well, a lot of people, of course, want to know about the difference between your different kind of songs. You know, you sang R&B music, then you sang gospel music.
I sing love songs, huh? I sing love songs. Gospel music, love songs. R&B music, love songs. They're all love songs.
Your gospel music and your R&B songs have a very similar song. Does it feel different to be singing in these different genres? Do you make that distinction?
Singing about God and falling in love with women is never about the same thing.
I was at a wedding recently, right? And, you know, traditionally they have the wedding march and everything, and they had all the cello players doing their thing. And then the groom came out to Love and Happiness. You know, a lot of people look to you as a sort of a salve for lost love and a way to seduce. You know, it must be interesting to be in a position of someone who's had so much to do with so many people's love affairs.
What about that?
You're looked at as a person who's helped people fall in and out of love. What do you think of that?
Help people fall in love. Well, I think that's pretty nice. How it makes for family, home, relationships, good vibrations. I guess it makes you do right and make you do wrong. There's joy in it. It's great. Man, sometimes you catch hell.
The first time ever I saw you, here we were sleeping as the night fell.
Al Green is going to be at the Portsmouth Music Hall tonight. It's a pretty rare chance to see a musical legend in an intimate hall. So for details, visit wordofmouthradio.org.
Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate your time an awful lot. Thank you.
Almighty wind, a voice like many waters, surprise attack.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. Segments and links from today's stories are available as audio at our website or as podcasts at wordofmouthradio.org. And as always, we welcome your ideas, your comments, your feedback in all formats and mediums, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, email, or even the old-fashioned post. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please do join us again tomorrow at noon for more new ideas here on New Hampshire Public Radio. Come on, won't you walk with me? We're walking together.